Well, we are joined by a man who I'm sure is very busy. I don't know what part of the world he's in, Craig Vozzo. He's been all over the place. Morning to you, Craig. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Carl. Good, thanks, guys. I'm in Perth now.
Oh, you're back in Perth. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it. Been a really busy time, and it's been a particularly busy week for West Coast.
It has, Carl. Yeah, no, we set out with a few objectives at the start of the exchange period, and so far they've sort of panned out the way we wanted them to.
Craig, Kim Hagdorn here. One of the bigger... I think it was more than a surprise. I actually reckon that Matt Rosa has requested to be traded was a bit of a shock to me. But when I weigh it all up and you've got into exciting sort of midfielders, I mean, Redden will play midfield, I would think, and Lewis Jetta is a midfielder or a halfback, attacking halfback flanker. So Matt Rosa looks as though he's weighed up his chances and asked to be traded. What's the latest with Matt? I have heard this morning that Gold Coast have shown a lot of interest in recruiting him.
Okay. Hi, Kim, by the way. Just as you said, it came as a surprise, a great surprise to us that Matty's adopted this position. I think the record is, over the last couple of years under Adam's tenure, he's played every game he's available bar one and a half at East Perth coming off a six-week hamstring injury. So I was surprised, and we were as a club, that we're in this position. Having said that, we have to respect that that's what he's requested, but he has to respect as well that he's a contracted player, and we've prepared and planned our list around him being on it, and we had discussions with Matthew and his management over a year ago when he was an unrestricted free agent around where the club was heading and where he fitted in, and nothing's changed in our view, so... Gold Coast, you're right, they have expressed interest. I'm not sure how strong it is because we've only had some very preliminary discussions with Scott Clayton, and I'm not sure where he's got to with Matthew. So I can't really take that bit any further with you, Kim, other than to express what our position is, which is, as I've stated.
Do you try to talk him out of it? You say, hang on, Matty, you're not going anywhere. Weigh things up. You've still got a few years left. You are contracted, and you should start next year in the best 22.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Very, very similar to that discussion has been had at several levels of the footy club, both with Matthew and his management.
But if a player wants out, Craig, the way I look at it...
But you can talk him out of it.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think once they've checked out, Craig, they've checked out. I think we saw it with Lewis Jetta, quite frankly. The back end of his season was ordinary because I reckon he'd checked out. Is that a fair comment?
I don't think the back end... I'm not sure whether he checked out. I haven't asked him, but I agree that his final series wasn't great.
No.
And we want him to be better than that.
But I just used him as an example, mate. I mean, any player, if his heart's not in it, he wants to be somewhere else, then it's better to send him somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure about that. We had that with Mitch Brown, three years ago?
Yeah,
our position was, Mitch, there's opportunity. This is where it fits. You just won our Best Clubman Award. Darren Glass is... coming to the back end of his career, and you're an important part of our list build, and you're going to have to stay, and that's our decision. Now, Mitch is, you know, obviously at the time there was some initial discontent around our decision from him and his management, but we couldn't ask for a better person to represent our club right now than Mitch Brown in terms of a person, and we're really confident that he's going to play some more good football with us once he's come back from injury.
So you've got Lewis Jetta and Jack Redden confirmed they're coming to play in the West Coast Eagles blue and gold. How far advanced are your talks with Jonathan Giles as a potential backup ruckman into your list? I don't see him as a front-end player, possibly, but he could be support to the lead ruckman in Nat Newey and now big Scotty Lysett. How far advanced are you? Are you confident that he'll come across?
You never know with these things, Kim. Look, we've made some good progression on his medical and some good discussions with his management and some good early discussions with Essendon. So we'd be hopeful something can get done there, but obviously it has to come at the right consideration from our point of view, because you're right, he's coming across and he knows that if it does happen, very much as a support ruckman for our two big boys and for Fraser McInnes and Jeremy McGovern, who are probably forward ruck options, and Jeremy's obviously got that ability to go back. So he understands that's the role. Essendon understand, I think, what our requirements are, and we'll see how things pan. We'll know pretty early next week whether that's a goer, I reckon.
Is Greg Broughton coming into the Eagles system in some way, shape or form?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Certainly not the West Coast Eagles component.
Right.
East Perth, we haven't had any discussions with the East Coast Perth management regarding Greg, but they've got that Tyler Keitel compensation selection, so I'm not sure whether they're giving him consideration as part of that discussion. Carl, that might be the case, but I can't really take you much further than just that point.
How much can you tell us about new coaches? You lose Don Pike, of course. He's gone to coach,
yeah,
as senior coaches at Adelaide. Matthew Capuano from Carlton, dual North Melbourne Premiership Ruckman, has been linked to West Coast. Can you expand any further?
Yeah, look, Matthew would be because he's a good friend of Adam.
Yep.
A good life friend of Adam. But I think he's doing a good job at Carlton, and I think he's contracted. So from a broader perspective, there'll be an opportunity within our game day coaching team, and we're probably looking at this stage to fill that from within, which then might create a development role that we'll need to look at externally. So we're wrapped that Don got his job, and fantastic endorsement of him, and probably reflects that our system's okay. We'll look at filling him internally and then look for a development role.
Now, I think you've given Jared Schofield a call, haven't you, Craig? Or have you been too busy?
I've been too busy, Carl, but I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
Well, I think Carl Langdon's actually ahead of the news here, Craig. We better ring you back in a couple of days.
Well, I didn't want to go too hard because Scully had the fairest and best on Friday night. So and look, Adelaide have come to town, and Don Pike's had a chat to him. So he's obviously got some alternatives.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, he's a very good coach. Sitting at my desk observing, I don't know Jared as well as you, but his results speak for themselves, and the people that speak about him speak very highly of what he's capable of. So yeah, that's certainly a name that we'll need to consider.
Craig, one last one from me, and so it doesn't appear as though I'm talking behind your back when you've gone, I need to ask you this question before I develop it further with the Matt Rosa circumstance. And you're not a selector, I accept that, but I was surprised he wore the vest in the grand final. I thought his qualifying final 26 possessions and some tackles against Hawthorn when Chrissy Maston didn't play, that he was probably justified to start. Why didn't Matt Rosa start in the grand final?
Yeah, look, I think the match committee had to look at that and debate that really closely, because you're right, it's a close call. It's one sort of six of one, half a dozen of the other. I think Matt's form was terrific against Hawthorn. I think Matt's committee built a lot of confidence also in Chris and the run that he brings, and the form, quite frankly, that he had prior to his hamstring injury was outstanding. He's probably one of our best eight players, I reckon, for the year. So I think the weight of performance over the year probably got Chris over the line. Mm-hmm. With the benefit of hindsight, was it a good decision? Well, you probably think maybe we should have gone with Rosa, maybe we shouldn't. It's one of those ones in footy where which makes it great. You can always debate it, but it's certainly not one where I'd be basing a decision to leave the football club when you're in the best 22 of a team that's just played in an important game. So. And fortunately, next year we won't have to worry about it because there'll be no vest.
Yeah.
No, that'll be a good part. Mate, I'd love to speak to you more, but we've got to go. We've run out of time. I really do appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and thanks very much.
Pleasure, guys.
Good on you. Bye. Craig Vozzo.